It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
Getting sick is no fun, but how do you avoid it? I mean, if you're stressing, you're running around, you're burning both ends of the candles, you are setting yourself up to have your immune system be suppressed and get sick. Well, to help you avoid the common cold as well as the flu, I brought in a special guest, registered dietitian Andrea Jobs, and we have some simple and effective ways to beat getting sick. Andrea, how are you today?
Great. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing so well. Andrea, this is a great segment because guess what? We all get sick, and the big question is, how do you avoid it? So
I know, and it's coming up here, the second season.
Uh-oh. It is true. And moms and dads, and I know you're a mom and I'm a dad, especially when we have kids and we're staying up late, we're going to get sick. So, Andrea, how about we give them a little list that they can turn into, Absolutely. Come back to, about ways that they can avoid getting sick. So one of the first one, Andrea, I know you're going to like this one, being a registered dietitian, and I know we don't get enough, but what about this, Andrea? How about eating more greens? See, people
Absolutely.
Think... It's true. It's true. You think you have to go to the pharmacy and buy the vitamin C's, and you have to buy the vitamin E's and the D's and zinc and all this. Andrea, you can save your money, especially in the front end, because the back end, we're talking about going to the doctor, costs so much. Green vegetables, if you guys eat them, they offer so many more nutrients that can help your immune system stay strong, from vitamin A to vitamin C to vitamin D. Pick up some fruit and you won't be picking up stuff at your pharmacy. So, Andrea, what do you got next for me?
I have a really simple one and things that that someone should do on a daily basis. Washing your hands. How about that?
I like that.
A very effective way to decrease all the germs, just to wash them down the sink. It's the best way to do that. So regular hand washing has been known to decrease illness, and it's just something simple. We kind of avoid it, and it's something that we should be doing all the time.
You speak volumes when you say simple, because here's the thing. People don't do the simple things enough. They always say we have to work hard to get the results. We have to actually work smart to get the results, and it's doing things like eating your greens, washing your hands. That's the most simple thing, and especially going it is true. If you wash your hands,
it's true.
You decrease the transmission of illness by like 20%, and I don't understand. You see people at the gym, they touch the sets, and they wipe their eyes. They touch their mouth. They go to the bathroom.
The gym is one of the worst places, definitely.
It is, and here's the funny thing. People wash the mats, but they never wash the dumbbells or anything. It's so scary because you see them sneezing and then they grab it. That's another subject. We'll get into that. But speaking of hands, you want to know what's two times dirtier. And has a haven for so much bacteria. But yet people do it all the time when they're nervous. I'm going to call them out. They're called nail biters. And
that
we don't realize...
Horrible.
It is, because people are nervous and they bite their nails, but actually, under the fingernails, there's two times more bacteria than on the hands. Because what happens is when we wash our hands, we do it very fast, we don't take time to really scrub on their nails, so all we're doing is taking the bacteria and the germs that cause the common cold, and then what we do is we bite our nails, and we put them right where? Into our mouth. So we're swallowing bacteria.
Right, we're eating them.
we're eating bacteria. That's great. So besides that, these are simple things. What do you got next for me, Andrea?
All right. So when you're at the office, a lot of people like to eat lunch there, and you spend a lot of time at your desk, actually. So what I would say is a major thing is to definitely wipe down your desk. There's so many germs lingering on that desk, and then all of a sudden you go out, you pick up lunch, bring the lunch back, and guess what? Now your lunch is on your desk, and you're eating those germs once again. And I think that's a really important factor, is definitely wipe it down. A lot of people do not do that, and you can just get sick by answering the phone or shuffling papers at your desk.
We are going to turn so many of our listeners into germaphobes, and they're probably laughing right now going, ew, and they're going to be jumping in the shower. But the fact of the matter is, these simple things, can save so much time away from work. It's going to decrease employers who want to reduce the healthcare costs. They're going to have, you know, places where you can wash your hands and clean your nails all day. But you bring up a valid point. Desks are so dirty. And it's actually been a study. They actually showed that 41% of people don't wash their desk. And here's one of the crazy things. If your coworker coughs or sneezes, they spread the germs up to 8 feet. So these cubicles, if you're not sick and you're feeling great and someone sneezes or cough, it's more than likely if that cubicle's close to yours, the desk's going to get infected. So you put your hand on your computer, and then all of a sudden you wipe your face. You just transmitted the germs. And if you're a nail biter, we know about that. Speaking of.
Oh, forget it. 8 feet, too. That's amazing to me with the germs that can go that far, because 8 feet is pretty long
yeah.
distance.
And I got one for you, speaking of 8 feet. That's why if you're sick or your coworker or someone that's close to you who you interact with is sick, people don't realize this, wash your clothes. People don't, you got to find out, especially with
that's
jeans.
Right.
If someone's
Absolutely.
Sick or if you're bringing a jacket or a sweater to work, you may not wash that. Go home and wash it, because if they cough or sneeze, or even if they're at their desk and you put your arm and you're wearing a jacket or a sweater, the bacteria just transferred onto you, and then all of a sudden you're basically covered in germs all day. So that's one thing we have to remember. And this is a very funny segment, but another thing which we take for granted, speaking about colds, is we don't get enough fluids. It's funny.
That's
we do everything backwards. When we get sick, we go for the vitamins. When we get sick, we go to the doctors.
That's right.
When we get sick, we drink fluids. If you did those three things, you wouldn't get
every
sick
day.
As much. It's true. So, well, not going to doctors every day. Hopefully not. But the thing the thing is, drink half your body weight in ounces of water a day. Can boost your immune system, can strengthen your body. Actually, it can decrease back pain because your muscles are so lubricated at that point, and so is all your joints. But increase your water intake. It's one of the biggest things that we don't do, and it's one of the biggest factors that increases fatigue, increases your chance of being tired, and increases your chance of getting sick. So, Andrea, what do you got for me?
Yeah, I love the water thing, too. I'm going to push that as well, because water is a natural appetite suppressant as well. So it's something that we really need to do, especially on a hot day like today, is drink a lot. But I do have an extra one, too. I have another one. So when we go to sleep, okay, so you're not breathing properly sometimes, and you can't really breathe. So I would say a tip would be to increase your incline in your sleep, like have two pillows instead of one pillow. It'll drain down your sinuses and will open up your nasal passages a bit.
Ooh, I like that. I never really thought about that. Sometimes when I'm getting sick, I just lay wherever I can and curl up. So definitely I'm going to be getting those two pillows. I got a last one for you that people are going to be shocked about. Ladies and gentlemen, don't spend your money on high doses of those vitamin C, echinacea, or zinc.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with those products that claim to help cold sufferers and say that the research is there, but actually it's not compelling. If you take all that stuff, you're actually just, I hate to say this, but making expensive urine. Stick to the tea and the over-counter symptom relief. That's the way to go. So the echinaceas and all those powerful C's, listen, you should be doing that prior to. You don't need to be doing that after you get the fact. So, Andrea, I hope we've educated our listeners. I know I'm educated every time I bring you on.
Yeah, eat those vegetables and fruit. That's all I have to say.
So, listen, we got the water. We got the pillows from you. We got the nail biting. Where can people find out more about you, not only if they want to stay healthy, but if they don't want to get sick?
You could reach me on Andrea Jobst, J-O-B-S-T, at Facebook.com or at ajobstnutrition@gmail.com.
Great, Andrea. To help you learn more about simple ways to beat the common cold, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.